Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. That when you appear in your pleasure, you will count us as fruits of your labor. Thank you. Arise and swallow every presence of evil, demonic orchestrations. I pray in the name of Jesus, the heart of everybody here present will be encapsulated in the blood. And everybody that is coming will receive supernatural security. Jenny mercies too in your presence. We give you thanks. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. When someone who affirm. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, any time we're in the presence of God, Songs of the Christ comes to me. I believe that some of these songs, you know, we will meet in heaven. These are not just sensational songs. These are spiritual songs. Hallelujah. Amen. Mashiach, Jesus.
Of the crusades of the Church of Pentecost. Yeah, we raise songs like that. And the power of God and the glory of God comes and descends on the meeting. Or some things happen. Can I hear a good amen?
Amen.
Well, amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I welcome you into God's presence. It's a very special time. We are not joking. We are here as gold in a workshop of the refiner, and he is working on us and refining us. Say a good amen.
Amen.
I will read a couple of scriptures to you tonight, as I promised on Sunday, in the W3 service, so that we can be able to deal with. Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, let's see with our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We are here for Jesus. We came because of Jesus." That is what the English is supposed to mean. Direct implication, direct translation. Jesus is the reason why we came. Pastor Steve, I want my house to be the house of Christ. They say, me fear Christ to fear. I want to be a Christian. I didn't say a prophet or a preacher. I want to be a Christian, a disciple of Christ. Go and make disciples. I want to be a disciple. Who is a disciple? A disciple is a committed and a diligent follower of a particular master. He is a student of a profound professor. I want to be a student. When I am a husband, I want to be like Christ. If I'm a father, I want to be like Christ. When I'm doing business, I want to be a Christian doing business. Yeah. If I'm a wife, I want to be a Christian woman, a daughter of Zion. That is what I want to be. I don't want to be a churchgoer and a church member. I want to be a child of God. In the house of God, I want to be found worthy of him. I want him to say, "That is my baby." When he said to Jesus, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased," that was all he was saying. That's my baby right there. That's my baby right there. Say amen. Amen. I'm in awe from. Praise the name of the Lord. It is. Sorry, I'm just giving you just a reminder. You know, let's just brush some few things up. You have served the Lord for quite a number of years, and this is not the church that is going to be entertaining you. Yeah, too much entertainment in a so-called church. Too much entertainment. People are entertaining themselves in the house of God. As a matter of fact, I have even heard, you know, praise and worship leaders say things like, "Dance, dance, because we don't have any disco. This is our disco. This is our disco." Disco have not left you. You want to bring disco to church? Sometimes I'm in a meeting and I'm looking at these young boys and I'm asking myself, where do they think they are? At least our God deserves some respect and some honor. Has the president of Ghana and go and misbehave like that? I mean, can you go to His Majesty Utumfo Setu the Second and misbehave yourself like that? That we come into the house of God and we call our entertainment liberty. We refer to our entertainment as liberty. Let me allow us to read a couple of scriptures and then I will let you take a seat. You know, put it in our language, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, "Hela fubi wohonumwa, oba afashe na sinimusu oba abesori, wonu obe, Philip wa wufri besaida woga lili aninche, obe kachere nise wura, yepese yehunu Yesu, Christo no, mepese yehunu no. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36. And that trumpet is still sounding. The king is coming back again. The king, I'm telling the body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ. Sometimes when people speak, you know, they are misrepresented, or, you know, people twist what they are saying. We need to be able to remember the reason for the church, the purpose of the church, the objective of the church, so that we are not carried about with any, you know, kind of doctrine, tossed to and fro, you know, as little babes or children, but rather to grow and bear fruits and typify the Christ. We are here as his own salt and light, and we are here as his ambassadors and representatives. I have to make sure that I am correctly and rightly representing him. Yeah. The ambassador of Ghana in Dubai will have to represent Ghana. The ambassador of Ghana in the United States, you know, Her Excellency Hajia Halima Mahama, will have to do everything to reflect Ghana. That is how it should be. Yeah. And so let's say that an ambassador goes to a place and misrepresents herself. Anybody who grab over to me, I got you, say, hey, on Sunday, I talked about three things: heart, conscience, motives.
Come on, can we try it? Heart, conscience, motives. One more time. Heart, conscience, motives. For the last time, heart and motives. Yeah. Every young man in this church, every young woman in this place will have to be able to assess your heart, your conscience, your motives, whether you are still in the faith. Oh, this is self-check, sweet. There are surprises coming. Most of us who are preachers will have the biggest shocks of our lives when Jesus, the Master, says, I don't know you. I don't know you. Everything you did was acting. Then you will understand. Are your tongues no fadodo no ni fake? You come in you no fadodo no ni fake. We took Christ like a stage, where like a theater, where we came to nunu yeho. Yeah. Yeah, and we are asking the people, how does it feel like? And they're watching. They are watching. Me see, enche kura, enche, inyai, ebe free, embonjinim, ebe dina benkum, ebe inswe jinenifai. Hona ebe unu sasa, enya hada kuro. Enya hada kuro. It's not the same. There is a differentiation. You know, I don't care how it makes, it sounds, and how it looks like Kofiodro is abnormal. And this type of message is abnormal. I will sound it until it gets in. Not only to you, to everywhere. To the generation. I have an assignment to the generation. Yeah. I'm covering. He that God sends speaks the words of God. Yeah. John chapter number 3 and verse number 34. He that God sends speaks the words of God. If somebody has addictions, it breaks off. Oh, I wish I can talk to you. Say a good amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. I appreciate you, sirs and ma'am. Hallelujah.
You're looking good. How was work today? Amen. Now, we give God the glory. Hands that does not work should not eat. We are a working church. We believe in using our hands, our head, our brain, our creativity, our instincts, our innovative ideas. We are, you know, to create wealth, not only for ourselves, but for other people to also enjoy. And so we are not going to be sitting here and saying things like, Ninyanjumanya. I was speaking to a farmer today, a large-scale farmer, somebody who has been the best regional farmer, twice regional farmer for the eastern region. I was speaking to him today, and he was telling me that one of his farms is 2,500 acres. One of his farms in Upfront Plains is 2,500 acres. He's a retired military man. And then he is telling me that the generation you belong to, Prophet, will tell you that there is no work in Ghana. But I am retired. And he was telling me that he just sold 2,000 bags of maize. And he sold one at 175 Ghana cedis. By 2,000, straight away is 350,000. $3.5 billion. Yeah. 350,000. The old man is telling me, this is one of my farms. One of my farms. Uti ya granza bonzama atina utiso. Bonzama atina utiso. Kukuru bonzama tunisinje. Actually, say you have work to do. You should look for another head and sit on it. Say amen.
Amen.
We are not going to be heavenly bound and earthly no good. No. We are not going to be heavenly bound. And earthly no good. They are going to heaven. Shamebenuku. What kind of bunch of people are that? They are going to heaven. They are going to heaven. But they can't pay their electricity bills. They cannot pay their water bills. They cannot pay school fees. I'm asking, what kind of Christians are that? What kind of Christians are that? The gospel can never proceed without wealth. It will take wealth to push the gospel. When I look at the rate by which Islam is advancing, CNN reported 3 days ago that the fastest growing religion on earth is Islam. My heart broke. I said to the day, we need to be back on the fields. The crusade must resume immediately. Crusades must resume immediately. That is what it should be. And the reason is, you people are on the market field. You can understand. These Muslims are not lazy people. If you know any Hajia or Halaji, you know, they are not lazy people. These are very hardworking people to the point that when you see what they have created in the Middle East, in the Near East and Far East, you realize that these, you know, can never be compared to Ghana. The Christian country, Ghana, can be compared. If I look at Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the seventh state of the United Arab Emirates, I cannot compare these nations to our noisy Ghana. I cannot. So I came here to outline a few things to you. One of the most important things that we were talking about on Sunday, after I had read Luke chapter number 21, 34, when I was reading, I quoted, I did not... you know, mention the scripture, but I just quoted Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 10, and talking about the hour of temptation that is coming upon the whole earth to try everybody. The Bible said, because you have kept my word, or the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the whole world, or all the world, to try them that is upon the earth. Now, there are some very profound statements here. Apart from the hour of temptation, the Bible said it shall come upon all the world. Then he comes to say, and try them that dwell upon the earth. That means that the world is not the earth. The world is not the earth. The earth is like your computer. But the world is like the software that drives the computer. So the world is a system. The Greek word is cosmos. What it means is, you know, the system that drives the world. Ghana has a system. America has a system. The system is that our currency is Cedi. Our economy, GDP growth, cannot be compared to the United States. It's all a system. If I want to use the ATM to buy something, it's a system. If I want to use mobile money to buy anything, it's a system. E-commerce is a system. E-commerce, when it emerged, people ridiculed it and talked that it was nothing, that was not going to be. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, very soon, nobody will carry money to go and buy anything. Very soon, we will have a cashless system. Very soon, you will use your fingerprint to do transaction or to make transactions. Very soon, there will be nothing like, you know, I am carrying money to church. Very soon, the church will not carry money to the bank. Very soon, it will be a totally cashless system. This was the prediction I made many years ago in Abeka Presby, and I said, very soon, everybody will have a mobile phone. At a time, nobody had one. It was only the few elite people who had, you know, Mobitel connected by subscription, you know, in those days. Now, you have 3-4 phones. You don't even know which ones to carry. Sometimes you leave some and forget that you have them. By the time you reach out to them, the phone has run out of batteries. Yeah, very soon, it will be a totally cashless system. Nobody will carry money to go and buy anything. Very soon, businessmen and businesswomen doing business in China, in Europe, in America will not carry money to go and buy anything. Wire transfers are going to change. The system will change. And so all these things are systems that work. As a matter of fact, the end time, the Antichrist, the beast, the false prophet, and the system that will work are all going to thrive on technology. Technology is going to drive the 666, the mark of the beast. It is not going to be something we write on your forehead for anybody to see. The mark of the beast will be a system. In other words, it will be like a software. If the thing is, for example, like an app application, I'm telling you, and your woman ever catch or say, Jay, when I have a call my office, so I could catch your mother, say, me pay mark of the beast, remain, sir. If I make a very typified example, and it's just for an example, let's say that WhatsApp, YouTube, or Facebook, or Instagram is, or any of the whatever applications, are the mark or the image of the beast. I think we already all have it. So they will not come begging you. You will be in their office. By the time we will be gone. But that time, the rapture would have taken place and we will be long gone. Yeah. We will be long gone. Hallelujah. The Bible said we will all not die. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 55. Let's try that. It's not part of my notes. Yeah. All right, let's go to verse 50. Let's read from verse 50 downwards. So the Bible said, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do what corruption inherit incorruption. So the next verse, the Bible said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all not sleep, but we shall all be changed. Put it in a different version. In this version, he is talking truly about the rapture. He said, listen to the secret truth. We will not all die. But when the last trumpet sounds, we shall all be changed in an instant, as quickly as the blinking of an eye. And when the trumpet sounds, the dead will be raised, neither never to die again. And we shall all be changed. That word change comes from the word metamorphosis. To be metamorphosed, to be transfigured, transformed. Absolutely. And we are not talking about radiant transformation. No, we are talking here, we are talking about, you know, being transfigured, absolute transfiguration. A change from flesh and blood into an eternal being. How you will look like in heaven. When we get to heaven, you realize that you don't look like your face. The real you is in you. The real you is in you. A different version will help us tonight. This one says, but let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery. And this was my subject last Sunday. Mysteries. Mysteries. Before, you know, I go to that scripture I read, but he said, but let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery. I will probably never fully understand. We are not all going to die, but we are all going to be changed. The last version, and then I move from here. This one says, but let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will all not die, but we will all be transformed. Okay, put it in our language. Korinto fongma, idi kan tedu mi enu imu edi onu mbako. Asafia me kamu ehintasem. Yena besachra. It's going to be a total change. Suddenly you become a different being and be caught up to be with the Lord. Will be our back out and say, "How do you wear insi obua?" Ibisiba. Anybody that tells you that this will not happen is a lie. It is as if somebody is telling you that death will never come. Will be. I'm telling you, we are all gravitating towards that point. The Bible said, and when you will say peace, peace, suddenly trouble will hit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1. Let's read now. The Bible makes a very solid reiteration, and I will want to talk about it. But of the times and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. In the second verse, the Bible said, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And the Bible said, and when you shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon you as travail upon a woman with child, that they shall not escape. Be your back at your say, we ask you, a boy, today, before we came in, I saw the United Nations Secretary General having a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And they are talking about peace. And I said, there will be no peace. There will be no peace. Don't even bother yourself. I am not prophesying doom. I am telling truth. Is going to spark into something. Aji ubia neni abo. Ena, he is trying to be a hypnotized state. Somebody who wants to be hypnotized. Hypnotism. He can be bima wanua dazed. Asumbiaba. We are in a safe haven. Everything is good. Just like Lucifer told himself, come on, Lucy, baby, everything is going to be fine. Lucy, everything will not be fine. Lucy, everything will not be fine. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And so when the Bible talked about, you know, it suddenly destruction cometh. I don't care how the church forces to tell you. It's going to be peaceful around the world. I wish it will be peaceful. I wish that time can reverse. Honestly, I wish this particular time I am a child. I wish I am a child right now, coming back from Michini and Kochi in Frianopa and coming to ask my mother, I'm enumerated anyway. I wish I'm a child. I wish I'm a child when I get up in the morning. I wish around this time that I'm a child. I wish I am a child. One of the things that I wish that nobody will grow or age. I wish that we will be, you know, the same age and all that. Nobody's growing. Mama Comfort is not growing. Mama Lizzie is not growing. I wish they don't come year by year and tell me they are 58, 50, whatever. But, you know, I wish they are just 50. I wish nobody's aging. Nano, yeah, I will be joining us. Me showing him from the time you came, and now I am seeing some metamorphosis. The boyish face you came to meet in this place is no more a boyish face. I'm telling you. It's shocking. I mean, it's one scary thing I don't want to think about. I wish, oh, that everything is just normal. I wish there will be no death. Nobody is dying. Everybody is here. You know. I wish that there will be no, you know, we're all going to have a nice time, sweet, lovely time. You know, we appear, somebody's having a wedding, we all go and party and enjoy ourselves, and we go home. Yeah. Pastor Gosin had a wedding over the weekend, and Mr. Sampo, immediately, after the wedding, straight away, there was an interesting thing I found. Yeah, then you must see, so I saw Pastor Godfrey, you know, TCGM, and then, you know, because Osayach or Opus, you know, I wish, you know, the party could continue. When we left, an hour after, did they call Pastor Godfrey? And I'm saying, how home? And you want them so far. At the time, you know, because music is blasting and the body is shaking. Yeah. And I wish, you know, we can have a very sweet time and lovely time and all that. I wish I don't pay school fees. I don't know about you, but who's sorry I'm not going to start teaching Jessica? Really? Sometimes by the time the day goes to an end, it's unbelievable. I wish there was nothing like that. I wish there was nothing like that. I wish that it was your mother who was taking care of those charges, and it was your father who took care of those responsibilities. And I wish We had not grown to responsibility. I wish there was nothing like checking prepaid in my cousin. And the gas is going very yellowish. And then you check the cylinder. I was going to say, Hallelujah. Of course, that prayer. Yeah, ma'am, and I never heard them praying that kind of prayer. Yeah. But who do grow for the woman's heart to meet us? See who are shielding with them? A mad insanity. Abreni pad ayare da kolibu a womu hiam paibo.
Today when I got when I came out, I was telling the chromo nye did it said I know. And the baby, you know, the normal traffic prone areas are all free. I said, I had a holiday and I need a or something and all that. And the gentleman was telling me that is he in Tuka Basabasa? In Tuka Basabasa. Will be your car could have with me for Uber. Will be your car could have to me do it in a true. System, no! It's not as easy. I wish you know you didn't wake up to all this bill, but there is nothing like that. Anybody living in all those wishes is living in a dreamland. You better wake up to reality. Say amen. Amen. Let's welcome Prophet Philip Amoako. Bring him here too. Hallelujah. Yeah, I wish there are all these things that doesn't. But there is nothing like that. You are living in a real world. And as I'm speaking to you, the real world is just moving. There is a movement. As we are sitting here, there is movement happening right now. The earth is revolving around its axis. At the same time, it's spinning on its pivot. At the same time. 24 hours, 24 hours, but events are happening in the solar lunar system or in the intergalactic world. Apart from that, in the supernatural world, things are happening. On the timetable of God, things are happening. On the timetable of the devil, things are happening. Oh, things are happening. Things are happening. Some of the things when you hear, you ask yourself, what is going on here? A student of KNUST. Somebody is owing him money. The person that owe money, no, looks for an opportunity and kills the student so that he will not pay the money. And I ask the question, how much is the money? Because when you put anybody who answer for, anybody who could draw for, we need to ponia when you know. This is what the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1 to 8. The Bible said, "Enipa beya rhythm for, enipa beya rhythm for, wo mutimu bading." What you can about me tell everybody else.
Aman hubre.
Read the word.
Na hunu ye sa ena di echiri mu no. Emre mu ye din beba. If say enipa beya ho pefo.
Enipa beya ho pefo. The Bible, you know, men shall be lovers of them own selves. They are going to be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Kind with your name to you.
Sika pefo, anho ahoafo, ahantanfo, ebusu senkanfo,
I have sold you out. Go out there, sell your body and bring the money home. Neither said the order may be here in your sign. Make a season passport, Dada. Yeah. But look at the people who have traveled to Qatar. Most of these young girls that have traveled to be house helps and in all these places, Muman, Jordan, and places like that. Wickedness! Young lady down, Ajo, now master of the house. Ejane Yireho. Now when you say we are, they throw you out like a piece of trash. Me tell agency no do buy any hold you passport. And you hold you sick, so you don't have any money, you don't have access to escape whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen. That is where we are now. That we are living in now in the generation where a man intentionally can propose to a woman and say, sister, we may be same life. Some of these men have come to church. They pray in tongues nicely. I have told you. To me propose to you, agenda me now is to destroy your life. Look at the gospel musician. A man proposes to him, live with you, have four children with you, and then have access to your bank account, have access to all your assets, including documentation. And then one day, wakes up in the morning, by the time you know he has already made other babies out of your wedlock. Wouldn't it be? They are going to block your social media outlets, your contacts, your doors. They are going to go to radio, television stations where you have access and favor and destroy your image. Wicked people! A young man that is living in Takrade comes on social media. They said, yeah, you're not very well. So, you know, watching us right now on YouTube and on Facebook, you know, they come on social media like this. And then whilst they are watching and listening, you know, other people begin to come in and chat with them. Hello, sweet. How are you? Hi, sis. Hi, brother. And all that. This lady is living in America and that one living in Takrade. The young lady meets this gentleman on the page. They're talking, oh, hi, praise the Lord, and all that. They come on. If this one is not there, this one gives, a tag or a shout out. Come on, connect and let us do this. You know, and every time they are on this page. And then one day, the young man proposes to the lady and said, you have been, you know, family on this page for whatever. I want to marry you. And then the pastor, whose page on which they come, you know, they get to know and then they interacted and all stuff like that. You know, we're going to get married and everything. And, you know, getting ready, everything is going to. One day! Pastor is praying in the night. The Holy Spirit told him, wake up! Wake up! Many woke up say, yeah, the bride price are back. And you know, those people, sister, sometimes I'm asking myself, who is marrying who? Let's talk. Who is marrying who? What kind of generation is this? What kind of generation is this? A generation where a woman marries a man. A burn a battle on one into my profensia. Atone draws in the breeze, atone kawa. Now what the sikashe envelope? 3,000 Ghana cedis. This is my bride price. Jay, never come me, papa. What kind of nonsense is that? Hit up floor! Now, so yeah, I'm telling you, suffering can is hard because Obadia, with me, Buabe, my trash here. Wake up! You are supposed to be the man, not the woman. Dimesica. Even if my salary is not up to my wife's salary, I will still be responsible. In my own way, I am responsible. In my own way. Now, you know, I draw mommy, you know, next week, my mom. Was remember the so mammy 1,000 I'm the bema. Next week oh mammy 1,000 me the bema. Next week oh mammy 1,000 me the bema. I feel you be one so now me jibra chao sika no die me kanti to ya mame. By the time I will be one no a young lady was in this church. The girl was a very brilliant young lady, very, you know, sharp. Opama dear, very amazing guy, was living here in Abeka. Then suddenly came this Nigerian young man, said, I want to marry this lady. And I look at the relationship quietly and say, this is a mismatch. The lady, oh papa, is not a mismatch. So the mom prince, so now I'm married. And all that. So, don't bother yourself. Munjira so mom. It blessed the marriage. The lady had worked for 3 solid years, had an investment in treasury, foreign investment, and then was having a functional bank account that was running her business. Asumua, Nue, Ibenoku, Iplane, Adrinkesie. Yeah. Jomo Agbo. Me say, ito mo no. Omo di ne account running the business. They finish that up, and then now they finish up her treasury investment, liquidated it, finish it on what? Finish it on food. Close. Koto phone we mama. Yen koto we. TV we yisadodo. Yen talk esia. Yen koko ji we. Yen konya iya dada. Yen yibi ngumo. And all that when said, me a suffer. The guy came as suffer. Me a suffer. And Tinipa Beslami as a someone looking good. Missy Kefri Dubai. Ba. He been. Hey, yes. Omo adebi abibi free, baby. Ba. The deal will be me. Breakthrough will be me. Business partners. Partners are young who am da. The beer, one more bad woman may do it. Because it's imposoba. A pronouncing thing to say. And I'm missing the empty me, my. We want to know. This is a generation of a nada. Jesus said, Shaye, no be a nada. Matthew 24, verse 4. Munshaye, no be a nada. And here he was not only talking about false teachings and false doctrine. He is also talking about false relationships and marriages, false churches and associations. Munshaye, obi anada. Yeah. 15 minutes to closure. Let me make very good use of it. Revelation chapter. Sister, as a mami, you can hear and sana mirror. Foreign account. Yeah. Young lady who was living in Abekan here, the lady had packed in her foreign account in investment not less than $15,000. Ubi oti Abekan timi abu $15,000. Build a nice account. O mum ku yi $15,000 in na bi di na wi e chire no. E compound house no moti no timi ka chire na yire ne se ene aduani ne fia. Could see sister way anyway, see your money, Emma. na omo no aduane a na omo ntibi mi yeni ko bo omo mo no aduane. Go and help them, let them cook. When they finish cooking, let them also serve. They will definitely give us some. Afi sister no ada ne sere sere fo. One day we will see niema, we will be niema and we'll say, hey! Happy girl! What is happening to you? What turned you into this? Me kei, na beema na kraso ko ye program wo techi maya se zinyane, ke ba shim bi anto neni nkenye yu ome. Iba kodo. As I'm speaking to you right now, the gentleman didn't come back. Well, say with life. This is what it is. I'm telling all these young ladies and young gentlemen, you know, sister, don't rush. So the Bible are kwasia dear and can disuja. Hallelujah. So I mean, mommy Biama, when she told us that statement, it was like an explosion on my head. It was an explosion on my head. Listen to what the word of God said. Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. This is Jesus speaking. Behold, I come as a thief. A thief comes in the night unannounced. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walked naked. And they see his shame. Put this in a different version. In this other version, the Bible is saying, listen, I am coming like a thief. Happy is he who stays awake. Awake. Hail Moshi! Wake up. Awake! And guard his clothes. Here is a mystery. Yeah, it was a mystery. I was talking to you on Sunday and I was telling you there are amazing mysteries. Put it on the screen. What the notes we made on Sunday. So that he will not walk around. Put the scripture back. He will not walk around naked and be ashamed in public. Sister, why are you ashamed in public? What's the rest of the day? We'll be our pama dear man grow four at the choir bruchil cotton. What is the rest of the day? It's a man who's sorry and no power say yenna. Yes, she did. A customer say, Fred, was he do mufu? Woman do mufu, now bridging for a job, near man. A man that is purposeless, visionless, awake. Put it in a different version as I close it up. Listen to exactly how the word of the Lord. Keep watch. I come unannounced. Like a thief, you are blessed if awake and dressed. You are ready for me. The Bible said, too bad if you are found running through the streets naked and ashamed. Last version. And then I read our language. The Bible said, look, I come unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me. I wish the church will come back to scriptures like this. Receive American visa. It's fine. Eh? The Lord give you double of your trouble and deny. As we're talking about all that, he is coming as a thief. Whilst all that is happening, the king is coming as a thief. And the Bible said, who keep their clothing ready so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed? Read it in our language, sir.
Pacho say, "She may pass away for."
Thank you.
Inshallah, dear Owen. Now, Oshan in Tad, yes.
Pacho tell you, "Wonyan, we are our in Tad, yes."
No one, Nancy, the gym.
That's right.
Now, we know the Quatrequa.
That's right.
No, Babo, I know
called what Tadiano is a soup, a bainoa. Would it ever be a switch if you are Tadi and ye? Oh yeah. Nipa be prayed a quarter, including a software. Sometimes they say, "Cloth will be a gambuno pa, banu ababe kai, and say, 'Hunu ba kwadia.' You know, sometimes I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, Jimmy will say, 'Be to me, sorry, we ask a barber, no, yin, yam, yas, and we'll be unto and all that.' And isn't everyone asks him? Who could think of only maybe a genetic for a team one? You can see, Muno. Namen Frewa, Kokanta, Trafu Stone, na a Pusica. Jay, you man, Makufi drew no more. Probably breed a quarter. I'm telling you. And to wait to be directly with Nipa, and to me, my name fair with Adequan son Nante, and Sura would add in your men Nantia who put poor mo, and Nunti, and in now. Nansumu Reba. I'm telling you. And I will be Gina with a dear name Navi, who is an uncle Fidro Yankee Kamu. Now, what you want about Quantiatian, Braquantiatian? Come to the narrow way. Be Gina Quantiatian. Gina Quantiatian. It's a young man. I mean, a young lady came to this place and, a man, you know, comes into her life. The man is not seated. Obenyem no anu ebianiko. Wasan obenyem bakunu ebianiko. Wasan obenyem bakunu ebianiko. And me, I've seen it before. I've seen a woman, very young lady, beautiful, articulate. A man comes around. Obenyem ni bemanu ware no. Obenyem penu etu. On tiyante nenta honda onye ibia. And all the yebewu abofran on metu abofranidi. Na oba ne maami ato abofra ni din otisi ato ni din pe no aba oba ya samant no anu asanyam no ohunsu onyem wa no ayira. And then one day the lady came to church and I'm saying, "Okay, wa omi ensa say say ye ntu omu na edin wo maami na atutu omu din fa wo adwene because you can't live foolishly like that. And this guy, the last time wa obi dwane no Uber Tono, any party girl, political party girl, on a bed, on your bed, in your room. What you need is separation from this guy. And then let us weigh his attitude and character in prayer for 1 year. Okoye enu akoka achire ni kunu ni se kofi oduro se minya. 1 year. You know, as I go view the road, or tell you, it's an honor. It's a fruit, and watch them home. In Sia, sorry, who be you? And then this lady didn't also come to church again, stayed at home for almost like 3-4 years. I'm going to tell you a sad story. When he, you know, succeeded destroying the girl's Christian life and also her career life, a chimpna, and the girl had blood pressure that triggered her asthma. The day her asthma never, you know, we tried the pump. It didn't work. Achimota Hospital pronounced her dead at 37 years old. If she had taken Kofi Oduro's counsel, she would be alive today. She will be alive today. Inipebi Ohonumwa, they don't deserve God's children. Akrebrif, what do you entier? You know, yeah. Because Bibino. Yeah, we need it. Bibino. Oh, who are we about? Bibi. O so mua. O baby is our suru, sonny. Then soon, Agina, Dijina. When you soon two, now I did pebby that to Jim Dad. Because, may I say much of them? In the probability, I saw them as say, Umujidi. Yeah, your faith is tainted and destroyed because in the probability are in church. But the lifestyle in which they are doesn't reflect Christ and doesn't reflect his blood or his death. It, even though who are sorry them, unye Christo dia. Unye Christo dia. I told my team something I'm going to tell you. Obi pe obi a yewo kwan e de faso. I'll repeat that. So obi pe obi a yewo kwan a ye de faso. Enya wo ho se wiase. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Enya wo ho se wiase. Put it in G, let's close. Read it. The Bible said monya mo ho se wiase. Clear. Clear in God's word. Everybody read on the board. Let's try. Ready, go. Na monfa adwini mu foforo ye ensa kyera mo ho. Read it. Na maso de you did beautiful. Clap for yourself. Na maso de wo nyankopon pa eye. Na eswe ni na eye pe no ahwe enima ukristo sumu ina as I say to me eswe ni, you know the Bible says it is, you know as I say to me swe ni eye pe, you know these are things eswe ni enye pe, you know what is the point Adia wo nyankopon pe sweni jimi na kofi odro de bia na munya kronu na munya jama yuna pare mude muni kofi odro achi mpe be ma bi ne ne ngoba agumie nu bi muni kofi odro achi ogikansi munu njiram akofi odro na de bia na fine ko si he. If we are caught and we are not in our, we are courtship process for any good thing. We don't cook for a man. We don't wash for a man. We don't sleep in my house. But the money kofi odrechi, no one can say we don't jump. We're the 35. Now we dig kofi odrechi and we can say adi weche da bena binye kuno da bena pe be manua whatever called tutina ne dem. Nyem mane nyemu o nyemu o bewara. Enya adriwe. When you are dreaming, and whilst we are, you know, faka mi enu mi ensa betena ha, tiye wa enu muna, ena mo aswachi. Diye ambes mi visa de, diye enti na ba. I want to thank God for the life of the gentleman and his family. Every Tuesday we see you, and I have never spoken to you before. But your life amazes me. They come with all their children and everything to hear the word of the Lord, the mind of God, and to, you know, solidify their faith in Christ Jesus. It is not a joke. Yeah, person bisa say, you know, say yes, bisa asako sa no se mo frem ebrade nsumu ni masem so muni mashedi yeso. You know, why calleth me Lord, Lord, and whilst you do not obey my commandments? Yes, bisa sa. Say a good amen. Amen. I close off. BBS served at DNA. Put the lessons on the screen. Let us learn some few things and go home. 10 things. I said 8. I am going to put the last 2 here. The love of God is a mystery. God is love. Number two, the grace of God. That is a mystery. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Number three, the wisdom of God is a mystery. Beautiful in her own or his own right. Number four, the rapture. Whoever did this should amend it. Go and get the rapture of God. What does that mean? Take it off. The rapture is a mystery. The rapture is a mystery. Sister, number five. I said, the power of God is a mystery, and so is the judgment of God. Eternity is a mystery. The Bible said, yeah, we shall all not die. Definitely, we shall be changed. And the eighth thing I said, new life in Christ is a mystery. Let me put up the last two. Number nine, the will of God is a mystery. That everything that we are doing in this life has to be predicated on the will of God. Then what are we looking for? It has to be the will of God. Did we talk about the power of God? Oh, okay. So bring it back and let's look at which ones we have. All right. So the love of God, the grace of God, the wisdom of God, the rapture, the power of God, the judgment of God, eternity, the mystery of new life in Christ, the will of God. The last one definitely should be the word of God. It's a mystery. Nyame asem. Di enti na me preach Bible here. Mama comfort you be jina ha no no nsu enya bi preach. Mama lezi nsu be jina ha no enya bi preach. Obi jina bo enti na no enya bi preach. Bible ni mu asem nsa. It is a mystery. Say amen. May the Lord open your eyes to deep mysteries in God. Stand to your feet. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Katura zadana na mahando. Mregadika vredes padakrosh. Kikada bahade kodaha. Can I hear your voice now? Riyadokosa. Somebody lift your voice. Zimana kadeko. Pray in the spirit. Jada bahade ya antadada. Gibarada ko zilemante. Rabba da kadede de kosh, vande nene madokosh kadaha, azia antile, zia barada da kadede de kosh, rabba do kosha, hey, zanda gadabadash, rabba da bahale, come on, let me feel it. Shadeke de Bahare Asiya la Bahare Ondosh Frige de Mandi Kalabahano Sanda da da Bahare Shanda da da Bahadeke Apari Askila Anta Rabo Bobo Sha Hallelujah. Put your two hands on your heart and we want to ask the Lord, yepe say ye die yepe. Any die so ni. Yeah, die yepe. E so ni abra ye to Christ o marry to sumi no no. Na sire ni Jesus di mo bie wa no. You want to be in this end time that child of God that is representing God. in his word, in his wisdom, in his love, in his grace. Yeah, you want to be that particular child of God. In the truth of God, in the integrity of God. Can I hear your voice now? Sublakesh. Krikaduon tata. Zizi kere. Let us pray. But before we pray, if you have any request whatsoever in prayer, please speak it to your Father in 1 minute before we leave. Faithful is your God. We need one more sister. I mean, you have a only if we are born in man. I'm not the man you own free or how. As a vessel, yeah. Use me, Lord. As a vessel
of manna.
Oh, use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Sing about the last time. Use me, Lord. As a vessel,
as a vessel, use me, Lord.
As a vessel,
as a vessel,
of manna,
of manna.
Oh, use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up, to give you an inheritance. May the Lord order your steps. May you become an evangelist. Yeah. May you become a soul winner. May the Lord use your life to change destinies. May the Lord use you to draw souls to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. May the Lord use you to break chains. May you become the battle axe of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. May you become a miracle worker in the hands of the Lord. May you become a kingdom financier.
Amen.
You are favored.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Pick up an offering. Let me pray over your finances. pick up an offering. Let me pray over your finances. I declare in the name of Jesus. May the grace of God release the blessings of God over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive favor. Amen. That makes wealth. Amen. May the Lord bless your hard work. Amen. May the Lord bless your enterprise. Amen. And may the Lord bless your efforts.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come and honor the Lord.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. As a vessel, use me, Lord. As a vessel of honor,
use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord. As a vessel,
use me, Lord.
Stand to your feet, let's clap.
Use me, Lord. Hey,
as a vessel.
Use me, Lord. As a vessel of honor, of honor.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Say a good amen. Before we go, I have a very special announcement, and it's about my mother, Christiana Dotete, called me and said to me that the Lord has revealed to her, diverse kinds of attacks in the atmosphere, and she wants us to rise up in prayer, believers coming together to avert and silence every demonic attack in the atmosphere. Today we had one of Chairman Clement Anchaba's sons had a terrible accident today. And it took the hand of the Lord to deliver the young man from that accident. Trailer mia and a car, a concrete rail, and he was on the right side. Attacks with him. And so God willing, my mother is coming to join us and many believers on Saturday early morning, 6 o'clock, at the Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. It's a prayer rally, prayer silencing every demonic attack in the realm of the spirit. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. And I am going to ask you, you know, to treat this as an emergency. Yeah. My mother is having an international assignment she is taking, but she told me that, Kofi, if you will not do this, I will ignore you people and get people who wants to do this so that the burden will leave me. And I know my mother that she, you know, doesn't speak like that. You know, so once she is going like that, it is extremely important. Flight Alabaster, put it on the screen for us. So on Saturday, I have a contender. Put it on the screen for us. On Saturday at 6 o'clock, we are going to have a lovely time in prayer. 6 o'clock we start, 9 o'clock we close. On Saturday, please. Say a big program, I'm sure I say, you know, with time. This is not a normal thing, this is an emergency, and I'm calling Christians to come out of your bed on Saturday and let us stand in prayer. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to, you know, ask all of you, please, on Saturday, Come with your family. Come with your children. And let us stand in prayer that God will overturn, overrule whatever the enemy has conspired. Is it a good idea? Yeah, so please, on Saturday, Forest and Bible, because you're full now, I'm going to let them know tomorrow we are bringing, you know, our mother to lead us. And it's not only Alabaster Fonkwa, it's we are bringing all believers, Solid Rock 4, they are coming to join us, and it's going to be a serious something. Yeah. This particular time, let God arise and avert it. Say a good amen. The two hands are lifted. Father, favor your children as they go. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let's share the grace together. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Abide with us for, that's right, surely signs and wonders will follow us all the days of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, guys online, we love you. And when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.